Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
A secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Monday, April 18th, tax day, everybody, 2022. Sarah, Vinny, Nick, and Brinny.
Mm-hmm.
Say it that way so it rhymes. Happy Monday, you guys. So it's a lovely day. I'm just wondering if anyone did their homework over the weekend. Nicole, what was your homework?
I went to the zoo.
Yeah.
Completed that.
Mm-hmm. Mission complete.
Do you know you have to wear a mask while you're at the zoo?
Okay, the question is, did you get your homework done?
I think you
done?
Just got your answer.
Yeah.
The answer is no.
No. I don't know.
Damn it.
Let me ask you this, Coco. Why do I want to say Butterface? It's not that. It's Beefcake.
Butterface.
That's the opposite of Beefcake.
All right. Does Beefcake know about your homework?
No.
So he doesn't listen to this show?
No, he doesn't.
Oh, he should listen to this.
So and his mom thinks. Hasn't said, listen, you're in for a great one if you just step up and say, I would love to help you with your homework.
His mom's going to help us?
His mom is going to tell him.
Oh, right. I was like, that's awkward.
Doesn't his mom listen to this show?
No, Dawn. She doesn't anymore.
Yeah, Dawn, right. Oh my God!
Wait, we lost a listener to get this? Laid. We lost a listener.
She Dawn, just wants to listening. Give us our privacy. So,
yeah, right. Oh, is that what this
yeah.
is?
Yeah, I have a question on that note. On the note that Vinny was talking about, is it possible that Nicole's just not sharing because of the fact that Dawn's listening? If that's the case, maybe we should know so we know what questions not to ask at least.
Well. Yeah, but no, I know she hasn't listened to that because she told me. And then
you just asked, did she get her math homework done?
Oh yeah.
And then we could,
for
like,
the record,
make Bryn,
jokes. While I appreciate what you're saying, and I do believe that we live in a different world. Sarah and I never got the easy out when it came to
never.
Having to tell truth about stories in our lives.
Yeah.
Nobody
so Coco is just sliding in this new politically correct
like
world
it.
Where she can go.
I
don't know.
Well, no. In all honesty, I have never done it, so I don't know. He doesn't know about it, but I'm just truly really not interested in it because I feel like I would just get too complicated that it would take me out of the moment that I wouldn't be able to finish. I would just be like,
could you be thinking about us the whole time?
You haven't tried it
yet.
Yeah,
you haven't even tried it yet.
No, and what do you mean too complicated? What you just sit
get
on his
messy.
Face and then put the thing in your mouth.
Yeah.
There, you've done your work.
Boom.
You know, if you've had, like crackers alone, and then you had cheese alone, it's like, just put the two together and have it together. Now you're having crackers and cheese.
Okay, but that's
Simple
easy. You're
that.
Making, that's easy. I don't
it's
know.
It's all easy.
It's just
it
in my mind, I can't fun, picture it. Like, am I doing gymnastics? I didn't join it.
It's not that difficult.
It's not that difficult.
So, give it a shot.
You're overthinking it, but it's
I am overthinking it for sure. Because I'm literally thinking
fun.
Of like,
get her done.
There's a bed frame, then how do you flip?
Just lay down and say, hey, go turn the other way and get on me.
Or even on your side.
Yeah, side is good
well, that's
too.
What I was thinking. Like that the side
works.
Would. Yeah.
Then
you
your
know,
thigh's like a pillow
it.
For him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you've got.
I don't like the side as much, but I have heard really enthusiastic. Was it V that was like, oh, the side, you got to do
yeah,
that?
Yeah, she likes the side.
Likes
yeah,
the
I
side.
Was surprised. I don't
too.
Like that as much, but I'll
you
say
lay your head
not.
On the, on
yeah.
the thigh. The
I lay my head on the thigh.
Yeah, exactly. Nice little pillow there.
Yeah, it's nice.
Okay, I'll take your guys' notes, actually, and bring it up.
Yeah, the more you think about it, the more complicated.
I am,
but,
no,
but
I am
really
thinking about it, and I'm just overthinking
like,
it.
Isn't she, like, hot
it's
and
like
horny for him all the time? Like, you know? Why don't you just go for it?
Well, because I like what we do now, and it's just why fix what's not broken, you know?
It's not fixing.
Not fixing.
You're
just
embellishing.
Adding right. to the repertoire.
Yeah.
You're decorating.
Yep.
Decorating.
So you take a plain box and fix it up.
Yeah.
Decorate that shit.
Like making like a playhouse?
Yeah.
Okay.
A playhouse.
I'll tell you, let me just say this completely off of Coco, because mm-hmm. God knows, man, that's a wet blanket. So one of the things that I would be curious about for the other two participants in the show There are, and I'll say this for myself, there are things that have happened sexually speaking. Most of the sex that I've had in my life has all been good, and we've both enjoyed it and blah, 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 mm-hmm. right? But there are moments that stand out. And I
sure,
I,
of course.
I have a couple where I'm like, oh my God, the time this happened, or the time where you just go, she took my head clean off. I'll right. never fucking forget that.
Right.
Ever.
I'll try to recapture it even, right? Like let's do that again.
Yeah, but you can't. That's the right. point. Like, it's a moment in time where a girl, like for me, it was always about a girl taking charge mm-hmm. and deciding or telling me or doing. Right. And I'm just like, oh. So
she's
I don't know if that's
happened to me.
Has that happened to you, Sarah? Do you have moments like that?
I do. I definitely. There are like all-time greats and funny things that happened, or something that was really hot, or something that happened that really, you know, just gets you there quick and you're like, oh my God, what's happening to me? Mm-hmm. Definitely. Bryn?
Right.
Yeah, when somebody takes initiation and really does something like that will take your head clean off. Initiation. One of the things that I experienced was...
just go with it.
Cum guzzling.
Cum guzzling?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
What did you say?
Don't worry about it. Cum
what
guzzling.
What was the thing?
He's cum guzzling.
Oh, you mean to drink it, right.
Yeah. That I was like totally like okay with not shooting in the mouth, and she was like, no, I want it, and just totally just swallowed it, and like as if it was tasty or it was like...
That's some good acting right there.
I guess so. I don't know. She seemed to really want it.
Listen, what did Yuzette used to say? She was always like, that's my prize. I want that in my mouth. And I used to always be sitting there like fanning myself going, whoa.
That's a good
that
girl
is
right
fucking
there.
Hot. I don't know if she did, but she'd say it.
Yeah. John likes to see it, shoot in. He doesn't care what I do with it afterward. Thank God.
Yeah, no, I don't care either. And that's why it was so surprising. She was like so into it. No, let me. And I'm like, all right. Makes no difference to me.
Go ahead.
You're like, go. Coco
clean. Left. Yeah,
she's not into. She doesn't like this very much anymore. All right. Do you want to? So we have this. Was this all in the secret show already about the email that I don't want to read because I always suspect that it's some dude writing.
Oh, that's where you want to go first. Is this one?
Yeah, we could do that.
All right.
I have a few things, but
I haven't proofread this, everyone, but it was sent to me from Sarah, and her title is, I'm not reading this, mm-hmm. so I will.
Okay.
So Sarah has an idea that some people might write in just because they want
I think
to.
That I'm convinced that there is a couple dudes out there who write porn out because they want to hear me read it, and I'm not doing it.
All right. Hi, Radio Fam. Missing you all while you're on vacation this week, but catching up on last week's secret show, the Friday, April 1st one, please don't say my name. I have so many things to say about the show. I'll start kind of from the end. I'm a late 50s divorced female in a 2.5-year relationship with an amazing man, and we have the best sex life ever, which is great news.
It is.
Late 50s and having the best sex life ever. That's great.
Fantastic.
I wrote in previously about having had basically a sexless marriage for 17 of the 21 years, and I do not have children. That is awful. Boy, that went from great to your history.
Well, she's out now.
Terrible.
She's out and she's...
First of all, I love sucking my man's cock after he's been inside me. The taste of my juices on him is super hot. We will even be making out. And I will put my finger inside myself, put my finger in his mouth, and kiss him afterwards. I love kissing him after he's gone down on me. His lips are so soft afterwards. You know what? I don't know why, but I've definitely kissed a girl after she's sucked my cock. Not necessarily that she's swallowed my cum, but I've definitely, it's like a thing you do.
Sure.
I'm not surprised by that.
Well, that's a little... I think that's a little different. I'll
Is
definitely,
it?
Yeah. I would Why? Be bummed if he wouldn't kiss me after I sucked his dick.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Oh. It's not like it's all, you know... Sometimes, like, if there's a little pre-cum, I actually like pre-cum. It's nice.
Okay.
I don't... You know, the load, not so much. But but the pre-cum's nice.
We do not live together yet, as he has a senior in high school still at home. I say that so you'll understand. When we do get together, we have sex almost every time.
Darn.
Weekends and generally one night during the week. We are both equally into each other, and we communicate about how much we love our sex life and how much we appreciate each other is into it, both being scarred from previous relationships. I'm saying this all to tell you that that women want sex just as much as men do. At least this woman does. I do take a little umbrage when your conversation revolves around men wanting sex and women not. Again, I know I don't have children, so I don't have that distraction, but it hurts my heart to hear that you ladies are not into it as much as your men. I used to beg my ex-husband to have sex with me, and it still didn't happen. I truly appreciate your conversation and your openness about what's going on in your lives. Please don't feel like I'm judging. I really wanted to provide a different perspective. Hope you get laid a lot.
Oh, legit.
She just said, don't say her name.
She said, don't say my name.
Oh, cut that out.
Oh, man.
If that is her
name. It's some guy named... Yeah, the male version
that
of that name.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Now that when Vinny reads it, it sounds a little better.
When Vinny reads it, you go, oh, okay. It's like straightforward. Yeah.
I just start reading all about all the stuff, angle. And I'm just like, I don't even want to read it in my mind. I don't, let alone read it out loud. Oy.
Yeah, you know, to this person, I'm with you in terms of if it's between you and your, this is me now. If it's between me and my partner, I'm pretty much open for all the stuff, including kissing after she's had her mouth on my cock. Like, I just feel like it's just us two and we're not, it feels like all part of it and it's all part of the fun. So I'm not, yeah, I like it.
When I was in high school, I gave this guy a blowjob and then I went to kiss him afterward and he was like, oh no, I'm not kissing you now. And I was so fucking bummed out that that's become like a barometer for me. Like, I could never, like, you got to be fucking kidding me. Like, what do you think you have, like, warts that I'm going to put in your mouth now? So, you know, I can put my mouth down there,
guy,
but you can't kiss me afterwards?
I'm going to tell you something. Guys in high school, especially guys from our generation, I'm not in high school now. I can't speak to what's going on out there today. But I got called a fag a million times for any goddamn reason. And every time I'd be like, for that too? Jeesh. So there's no doubt that there used to be a lot of intense.
Like, I can't even have 1 degree separation contact with mouth.
I'm just assuming that's what this guy's problem was. Because in high school.
I've thought that too, yeah.
In high school, you're hearing so much about what's wrong with you, and it comes out of left field often, and you're just like, ah, God, I can't get through a day. And so I assume that's where he was coming from. So, you know, he probably felt like, my older brother told me that if you know what I mean?
It's like kissing my own dick.
Yeah, I'm assuming that's what happened. I could be 100%
wrong. Well, I hope he grew
wrong.
Out of it, because I felt like even just the way he was so, like, revulsed by it. Like, or if that's even a word, I was just like, well, fuck you. I'm leaving.
No, I think that there's a lot of things that happen in your youth that you're not prepared for, and your reactions are off. And we probably all, Sarah, the guy with the small cock, could do a better job with things in our history.
Could have done a better job with that, no question.
You know, you only can learn from it and do better next time.
Luckily, I never ran into one that small again. I know. Lucky for me. Micropenis is real.
Ay.
Don't make
anyway,
fun of it.
That's all I'm guessing is what happened with that guy is he was just someone who was afraid that... I told you this. Because of all the stuff that flies around in your teenage life, and you don't even know what's wrong with being gay. It turns out when you actually look at it and you're not just afraid that you're going to be singled out as this person that's, you go, nothing's wrong with that.
Yeah.
What am I afraid of? But I used to look at my posters of Kiss and other men and would think, now that I'm masturbating, I would think, I can't let these guys watch me. What might happen if I climax while a man on a wall in a poster is looking at me?
Yeah. Will I become gay for Gene Simmons?
Idiotic stuff that you outgrow, hopefully, and certainly I did. And, you know, I've never really felt fear of gay people, but I was made to feel fearful that I was becoming gay just by the amount of times I was called that epithet.
Yeah, that was absolutely pervasive.
Yeah.
Everything was the gay F word.
Mm. And I'm glad to hear that we have moved away from calling things gay. You know, that's another example. That went far beyond even the F word. Mm-hmm. Was, oh, that's gay. Well, wait a minute. So you're likening lame or shitty to gay?
Yeah.
That's not right. And we've moved beyond that. That's good.
I only call something gay if it's super gay. That's...
Well, there is an actual...
Sure. That is maybe the gayest thing I've seen today. That kind of thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Gay stuff. This one is a real problem.
Okay, good.
Slurps all around. Listen when you first come on in the morning, but only after I'm sure Green Day is over. Yuck. Really? Oh, I love it. God, it really starts my day. This is the first I've ever heard anyone complaining about the Daily Green Day. Till you sign off. Love you guys. Here's what I want your advice on. I noticed several weeks ago that my husband had a patch of skin on the end of his penis that was pink and peeling. It's about the size of the end of his thumb. So, of course, I teased him that he needs to change his grip during his solo time. Don't get me wrong. I absolutely encourage him to do that once a day. I've heard it helps prevent prostate cancer, so I've told him he needs to clean the pipe daily. But he assured me that's not his it's not his technique that's caused this little dry patch. Anyway, it's still there and doesn't seem to be going away. What could it be? It's not serious enough for him to want to subject himself to a doctor's exam. He says it doesn't hurt, it doesn't itch, but is it contagious? Will it make my tongue or lady parts start to peel? Has anyone heard of this before? So weird. Hoping this isn't the beginning of the end of my sex life. Thoughts? Longtime listener Kay.
I'd say you need a doctor.
Yeah.
I immediately said, I don't care what, it's not hurting him and it's not worth it. It's worth it. Go get that looked at.
I don't have a dick, but it doesn't seem like you would want to put like lotion. Like I would think lotion, but maybe not. Like, I don't know if that would help it.
Pink and peeling doesn't sound good.
No, but
it just doesn't sound good.
Maybe you got sunburned. I don't know.
I suppose like it could be. Could it be like an athlete's foot kind of thing?
Whatever
it is, let's go get that looked at. Yeah.
Ask a professional about this.
It does seem like why I wouldn't want to put that in my mouth. Like, no, wait till that heals up.
She's in charge here. She gets to say, you can hold off on the doctor, but I'm going to hold off on touching that fucking thing until
touching
I know
it,
exactly what
it,
that is.
Sucking it, any of
right.
it.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to, and it might be even too late. Like now sounds like you've been doing stuff with them.
Well, it's probably nothing.
Probably.
So I would want to, you know, I wouldn't want her to leave here thinking, oh, great, now I've caught whatever he has. But still, the best, easiest thing to do is for him to go get it checked out.
Sure.
I would already have been there.
Well, yeah, that's you, though. You're very...
That's my dick.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry, but even if I only use it by myself for the rest of my life, I still want to be able to do that. Like,
I don't need anything peeling off of it.
Yeah,
and I've seen dry skin on, like, you know, you might have a, but for it to still be there, what did she say, like several weeks? Nah.
When I was a little boy, I masturbated with Vaseline until it dried my cock out and my whole dick peeled. Like, I think my dick would be a percentage thicker today.
Oh,
I not
you actually
lost.
Wore, it's like a snake that shed its skin.
You shed the skin.
I shed an entire layer of skin because... Mm. And everyone tells you, oh, Vaseline, and this is all back to that teenage crap that you hear, and you're functioning with a little broken baby brain that doesn't have all the information and all the input. And people told me you use Vaseline when you do that. So I did. And then my dick dried out and peeled.
It's no good.
And is smaller thanks to that. So thanks, oh, Vaseline.
I'm so sorry, you poor thing. Yeah, I'm 100% in the, just have someone take a look at that. And not like some friend. Mm-hmm. Go to a urologist. Is that who you take mm-hmm. your penis to?
Yeah.
Go there. Have them check it out. They've probably seen it a million times before, and it's nothing to worry about. But what if it is?
What if it's a COVID symptom? You never know.
Jesus, what the fuck isn't a COVID symptom?
I know.
These
that's
days?
Why I said that.
People writing in about my dad's diarrhea as a new COVID symptom. I'm like, oh my God. Let's hope not. I'm sure that's the first thing they do, though, is test people when they get them in the hospital. My dad poor looks so Gentry. Sad. He's like, no, he's sitting on the hospital bed, just like his feet hanging off the side, like waiting to be seen about his diarrhea.
Well, he's probably also really dehydrated.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure that, you know, my mom was always the queen of, you know, you have to drink as much water as you can if you were dehydrated. So I'll bet she's been forcing. That might be why he's got diarrhea, because he's drinking so much water.
Well, I don't know, but good thing he's at the doctor now.
Yes.
Getting it taken care of.
See, mm-hmm. you just go. 3.5 days is half a day too long.
Is he lactose intolerant? Maybe he just had too much milk or cream or whatever.
I don't think so. Mm. I don't know. He
would know by 80.
Yeah, that's true.
Whatever it is.
82. Yeah, let's keep the 82-year-old going to the hospital regularly to just get things checked out. Stay ahead of this. Stay ahead of it. Keep it on that thread so it's all contained on that one thread. God, the pictures of the junk that they've got going on. Oh, boy.
You know what's weird about this lady with the husband? Is it a husband?
Which one?
With the bad
penis.
Weenus.
Yes, yeah.
That's the weird thing is when you're married to someone and you know that you both are just, you know, back and forth with each other regularly. I mean, that's your regular sex.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost as if you'd go, well, whatever he's got, there's no question I've got it now, too.
Right. If so, it's something that can be transmissible, it's been transmitted.
Right. So on one hand, I would definitely be saying you're going to the doctor for both our sakes. But on the other hand, I would also be like, but whatever it is, I've fucking got it now, too, I'm sure. Yeah. And not only do I have it in my mouth, but it's probably in my butt and my vagina and my ear,
God.
Too.
Everywhere.
My ear.
Oh, my hands have it underneath my armpit.
Yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
Sure, back of my knees.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
All the places, you know.
In between my toes.
Sure.
Coco.
Tits.
Oh.
Oh yeah, in between the tits, yeah. Right.
Titty fucking.
No,
yeah.
The only reason why I brought it up, the whole nose
on your nose as
thing,
you're out, you know.
Was back on that?
Yeah, because I want to clarify my name here. I didn't mean it offensively. I was just curious.
Oh, are you actually worried about that?
I thought about getting
that you
a nose
think
job.
That Vinny got a nose job?
No, but it seemed like to really bother Vinny, so I was just curious.
I think it was Takes Initiative that you guys were laughing at, right?
Oh, God.
I thought about it way later. I'm like, what's that?
Yeah.
And it was just funny because
she takes some initiation.
It
that
popped in my head like.
Does anybody else have anything they want to clear up from today's show?
I thought about it like for 10 minutes. I'm like, what the fuck was he laughing at? I said, what did I say again?
Let it go. So what? Yeah. I'll always be the chick who said amalgam.
Hey, we're clearing our name right now. I thought I'd take the opportunity, you know?
The end.
Wait, really?
Yep.
Oh, time went by fast. Okay.